Immigrants and advocates around the Seattle area say their fight is far from over. They call Thursday's U.S. Supreme Court ruling a setback and also a catalyst to focus on the presidential election. KUOW's race and culture reporter Liz Jones has more.
The high court deadlocked 4-4 on this major immigration ruling. Seattle attorney Jorge Barone says he wants a clear win on the next battlefront.
We as a country are not going to end up in a tie in November. We're going to have the opportunity at the ballot box to make a decision about where immigration policy is going to go, along with many important issues. Se puede?
Sí, se puede.
Thank you.
Barone heads the Northwest Immigrant Rights Project. He and other local leaders spoke to reporters about Thursday's court decision. The court effectively blocked President Obama's executive action on immigration. Under the plan, some 5 million immigrants would have become eligible for work permits and protected from deportation. Mostly, they're parents of American citizens, like Washington resident Ella Tinoco. She got emotional at the press conference.
Hoy es un día desolador para mí y para toda la comunidad inmigrante.
Today is disappointing for me, she says, and for the whole immigrant community. Tinoco also speaks English, but Spanish comes easier, especially today. Tinoco says she came here 16 years ago to escape violence in Honduras. Her three children have legal status in this country, but not her. She says her kids live with an emergency plan in place. At any moment, things might change. She could be deported. Obama's plan would have given them some peace. It also would have given them a chance to travel outside the country. Tinoco had told her kids maybe they'd spend next Christmas in Honduras. They could finally meet their grandparents. We got travel books at the library, she says. Soon, she'll break the news. Their family trip will have to wait. In Seattle, I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.